it a robot now? Is it a robot now? Oh, tell me, John Syracuse, is it a robot or not? I don't know, robot or not.
John, listener Max wrote in to say, when can you say you've been to a place? I think about this a lot. I once had a brief layover in France during which I never left the airport. This is the extent to which I've ever been to France. I was there in some sense, but my friends and family scoff at the idea that this counts as having been there at all. Similarly, what about U.S. cities and states we drive through without stopping while on a road trip to another destination? What about flying through a country's or state's airspace? For the record, I would never say that I visited these places in those situations. It would be absurd. And then listener Craig wrote in and said, when have you visited a country? Does changing planes at an airport mean you can claim to have been in the country? What if you stay a few hours in the airport? What if you leave the airport and go to a hotel? Does it matter if you do or not need a stamp in your port in your passport to do that? Does it matter if you slept overnight? What if you're changing planes and your airline puts you on a bus to a nearby hotel because the next flight isn't until the next day? Simply flying over it clearly wouldn't count, or would it? What if you took a tourist flight over a country explicitly for the purpose of seeing it from the air? Lots of questions about this, which I have definitely thought of myself. Places you've been to, what ticks it over for you, John, in terms of I've been there versus I haven't been there?
Sometimes I think about this when I'm flying in a plane. Mm-hmm. I think about, like, you know, aliens circling the earth and observing
they really
the
been
activities.
Here.
Observing activities going on. And assuming they figure out that they should be interested in the humans because the humans seem to be the big actors on this planet, unquestionably. What they would see is my little human body, like, not moving too much and then moving pretty fast. Mm-hmm. To go somewhere and then lifting off the ground and moving way, way faster. And it's like, boy, this, you know, if you just think about like the what your body does, like where it is and how fast it's moving relative to the ground, it's so weird and variable in this modern age. Like all of a sudden your mm-hmm. body, you know, lifts off the ground and starts going hundreds of miles an hour over an ocean. You're like, what is that human doing? And there's a bunch of other ones too, right? But anyway, from this perspective, when you land at the airport in France, you're in France. I'm sorry. Like, if it looks from the outside, it's like, where is John? I see his body moving here. Oh, it was moving across the Atlantic Ocean. Now it's in France. You're in France. You're in France when you're in the plane, right? You're above France. And then you land on the ground. You're like, you're at ground level in France. There you are. Have you been to France? Yes. It's QED. You can look on the map. You could say, where are you? I am in France. You're not someplace else. You're in France. The airport is not France. It is not like... what is it, very sci-fi books where the gateway type things are not in the place, but they exist in some other realm. No, the airport is actually in France. You are in France. You have been to France. Hmm. Have you visited France? Meh. And when you, in the context of a conversation, you say, I've been to France, you probably have to qualify to say, well, I just
airport.
Flew through there. But there, I don't think there's a way you can say you haven't. But think of it this way. Use the counterexample. Could you say that you haven't been to France? No, you can't say that. You know that's not true. I have never been to France. Yes, you absolutely have, right? He's like, well, I've been there, but I just touched down the airport for 30 seconds and got on another plane. You've still been there.
I've been to all the way to Paris, but I've never been to me. Isn't that the song? I would say, yeah, it's really a question of, do you want to place a footnote or do you want to not get into it? Because I always, when I'm saying, like, if I'm listing places I've been or states I've been in, I do set some rules. Where, because although I've been in it, I don't think it's something that it's to brag about, right? If you haven't really done it, if you just were transferring in an airport. So while you're right, under oath in a trial, I would say, why would they ask this? I have been to St. Louis.
But more importantly, under oath, you could not say, I have never been to St. Louis.
I've never been to
St.
Louis. Never been to Missouri. It's not true. I've been in the airport there. I've only ever been in the airport in Missouri. I've mm-hmm. never been out of the airport in Missouri. But I was at
the St.
Louis
you have
Louis
been
airport.
Out of the airport, just at higher altitude.
Okay, that's right. I haven't been on the ground. But again, I'm going to say that for most conversational purposes, I would not claim to have ever been to St. Louis, even though I flew in and out of there. And I'll tell you, we did a car trip or a motorhome trip, actually, from Pennsylvania to Ohio. And we stopped. And people who know Quirks of American Geography will know what I'm about to say here. We got off the exit in West Virginia and walked around a little at the rest stop. It was just a rest stop in West Virginia, because West Virginia has a little bump that goes between Pennsylvania and Ohio. And walked around, I think we used the bathroom, and the number one reason we did it there was because I'd never been to West Virginia.
And now you have.
And now I have, but I felt if we had just driven right through it to Ohio, I would not have been able to really claim that I had been to West Virginia. Now, is a rest stop on the highway being in West Virginia? I mean, we could argue it, but like, I
don't think you can argue.
I was on the ground.
The state has borders, and you were within them.
I was
them,
within
and
them.
And you were on the ground, so there's not even any weird, like, oh, I was in the air.
And no, outside of passport controls. I was just literally just at a random spot in West Virginia. So
I
count that.
I will say, bureaucracy does not nullify a place. I know it seems like a liminal space that's between realities, but it's not. It's just a building.
Well, so here's another one. I've never been to France, is what I would say. I took the Eurostar from London to Brussels. Well, guess what? The Eurostar goes through France. We didn't stop. We were going real fast, but we were in France for a while. Mm-hmm. So again, under oath, I would say, yes, I have been in France in a way, but only on the Eurostar, and we didn't stop. And it's not even we stopped and I didn't get out. We didn't stop. We just went right on through. So I would never, in conversation or on like a Sporkle quiz or whatever, like say, yes, that's a place I've been, France. I haven't been to France. I've been through France, but I would, so I guess when I'm keeping score, I feel like I need to be out of the airport. Like, have I been to Frankfurt, Germany? Yes. Why? Because I got stuck.
The word visited, though.
I got stuck in there overnight, and I ate a dinner and was at a downtown hotel because my flight got canceled. And then I woke up the next morning and I had a breakfast in Frankfurt, Germany, and then I went back to the airport. Was I in Frankfurt? Absolutely, I was. But some in St. Louis Airport? No, never went out. Not gonna
claim. You're just keeping track of the places you've visited, not the places you've been. But I know there's some overlap.
I think that's it. But I think people can choose what they want, because you're right by the purest technical definition of it. But that's also true. Like flying over, it's like, have I been to North Dakota?
Yeah, I think you have more of an argument about the altitude thing, because you're like, well, we're talking about land, and I know that the land rights extend into the
airspace.
Air, but how far and all sorts of
yeah. But anyway, I do think it's just a matter of disclosure. Do you want to bother with the asterisk or not? And then that'll be your guide.
Yeah, but if you're testifying in court, you should just say whenever you've been within the geographic borders. Otherwise, they're going to pull out, you know, your Google location
That's
data
right.
and say, aha, here you are, hurtling through France.
I have a plane ticket from 1977 that says you changed planes in St. Louis. Oh, yes, you're right. I did change planes in St. Louis
Can
when I was a child.
Can we believe anything this man says
Yeah,
now?
That's right. No, I guess not. Not regarding St. Louis, clearly.
Robot.